Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and this is podcast number one. Today I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself, some introductions, tell you what podcasts I've been listening to over the last several months in the field of technology and education, and then also why I'm going to attempt to create a podcast on a regular basis, and who my intended audience for this podcast will be. First, I'd like to do a little introduction. My name is Eric Langhorst. As I said earlier, I teach 8th grade American history at a junior high named South Valley Junior High, located in Liberty, Missouri. Liberty, Missouri is a suburb just northeast of Kansas City. And in addition to teaching 8th grade, I also teach a graduate class at a local university, Park University, and that course is Technology in the Classroom. So those are kind of the two hats that I currently wear. I'm also the webmaster for our building and serve on the district tech team and perform a duty called district tech mentor, where I help other teachers in my building if they have a technology integration question. I've been listening to podcasts for probably about 4 or 5 months, and the first podcast that I began to listen to was David Warlick's Connect Learning, and I listened to that one on a regular basis. Mr. Warlick also has the first blog that I began to read on a regular basis, and he's definitely been a huge inspiration for me as far as using technology in my classroom. Other educational podcasts that I've become accustomed to and listen to on a regular basis are Jeff Moore's One Big Head, Steve Dembo's Teach 42, Bob Sprinkle's Class 208 in Maine, Bud Hunt, Bud the Teacher, and Kelly DeMont's Mac Educational Podcast. So if any of those people happen to be listening, you're my inspiration. You're the people that I listen to on a regular basis. And kind of just from listening to you guys, I've kind of been encouraged to try it myself and see if anybody out there has any interest in what I'm doing in my classroom and just kind of add my voice to the conversation going on out there. As far as why I've decided to have a podcast, I just kind of want to share my ideas and see if I can connect with a teacher somewhere that might want to share some ideas. I have a website for my class, and just in the last year I've probably received around 10 emails from teachers around the country asking me various questions about what type of projects I do in my classroom or specific questions about the website. So I thought maybe a podcast would be a neat way to kind of talk about some of the things we're doing in our classroom. As far as the intended audience, I'm thinking mostly it will be other teachers. I can imagine probably a parent maybe stopping by every once in a while, or a student, if they're just coming by to see what I'm talking about on my podcast. But in general, I think that my audience will be other teachers. And I just find it amazing that I can be in Liberty, Missouri, and follow on a regular basis what a teacher is doing in Utah or California or New Jersey. And it's not uncommon for me to download these educational podcasts to my MP3 player, and then I'll go outside and mow the lawn and, you know, listen to what a teacher is doing with blogging, or listen to an educational tech issue being discussed 2,000 miles away. So I'm just going to kind of throw my voice into the conversation, and if I've got one person that listens or 10, it really doesn't matter. I just want to kind of see what this is like and kind of get some of my ideas out, and if anybody enjoys it, all the better. So this has been podcast number one, and I look forward to creating podcast number two and continuing the conversation. Thanks for listening. This has been Eric Langhorst for Speaking of History. Good day.